universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past month, my wife had to have shoulder surgery. Yeah, she really racked herself up pretty bad. It was actually quite a few months ago that she was doing gardening, and she was balanced on this only 2-foot retaining wall, not very tall at all, and she started losing her balance. And she realized, if I fall just backwards, I'm going to be in the rose bush, and I'm going to be cut up. So she kind of tried to duck forward and catch herself, and well, in the whole process, she really tore up her arm pretty bad. And of course, they tried first physical therapy, and then they finally said, no, it's not working, so they had to have shoulder surgery. And so her arm, her right arm, has been in a sling for the past month, and she started physical therapy, and it's improving just like it should, but it's going to take quite a while. Well, and going into this, I knew then that because we talked about it, and I kind of paid attention during the past months, what things she could do or couldn't do one-handed. And there's a lot around the house that I realized she was not going to be able to do. Though I occasionally did laundry, well, I'm doing it pretty much all the time. And not pretty much, I am doing it all the time. She'll help out by sorting. She doesn't like my sorting of colors. I can't imagine why. I was one of those college kids, you know, the pants in one pile, the shirts in another pile, and the other stuff just sticking wherever. She likes to sort by color, so we work together on that, but then I do it. Because she could take towels out one-handed, I suppose, but shirts and pants have to be hung up. She can't do that with one hand. So I've been doing everything. I was shocked and surprised. I was in the midst of laundry, and I had brought up a load of socks and jeans, folded the jeans and put them away, and I just dumped out the socks onto the bed from the basket so I could go down and get some more laundry and do some more. And I had forgotten about the socks. And that night, as I was working my way to bed, I thought, oh no, I left that pile of socks that has to be sorted and folded and put away. It's already past my bedtime, and I got to the bed. They were gone. And so, what's that? What? Huh? So I went to the front room where she was sitting. I said, the socks, they're gone. She said, yeah, I folded them and put them away. I said, what? You can't do that. And she said, well, I did. And I kind of scratched my head. How could she do that? How could she do it one-handed? Folding the I could see separating the socks, but then putting them together and folding them and then taking them and putting them in the drawer. I still kind of not sure how. And one thing she said is, well, Dave, I have eyes. I can see. And so you have two hands. One does the seeing for you. The other does the helping. Well, I used my eyes in one hand, and sure, it was slower, but I did it. Well, during the next day, as I was thinking about that, I'm baffled. And sure enough, she did it again. I had, again, had a load of towels this time in washcloths. And I dumped them on the bed, and I went back down, and later I came back up, and she had been folding all of the washcloths and towels and putting them away. And I still am kind of baffled how a one-handed person can do it. I love to call her Broken Wing. She's my special little Broken Wing. And it dawned on me, you know, I've been doing reverse discrimination, because I was viewing her how I do things and believed she was not able to do them at all. And so I concluded she could not. And when she did it, it's like, no, you can't do that. And you know, there's a lot of things in the news these days about reverse discrimination going on. I know more than likely you, as a disabled person, if you are and listening, you have felt discrimination, maybe even some reverse discrimination. I was surprised when I all of a sudden realized I was committing reverse discrimination on my wife. And as I sat back and I thought about it, I realized even with my shock and consternation and saying, "You can't do that," and she just says, "Oh, but I did." She was doing something. She didn't get mad at me. She just smiled because she wanted to help. She wanted to do something. And so she looked around and thought, "I can do this," and worked about an act of kindness, even with her, and she is limited. She's got one broken wing, but she's still got one that works and some eyes. And she did an act of kindness. Paul spoke about that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. It's been one of my favorite Bible verses for years and years and years because it's so basic, so simple, and yet so profound. He wrote, "Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value." Now, I got to explain for just a second. Circumcision is the physical act that's done to show that they were of a covenant people. But that was shorthand by saying keeping the law, not keeping the law, what we try to do, our customs and laws and rules and regulations, and our trying to get our way to heaven. Okay? Think of it that way. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself in love. The only thing that counts is faith. Faith. Not just belief, but a faith and trust in Jesus, because he had been talking about that, that Jesus is God, and that he is the one who came to us to forgive us, to bless us, to help us, to love us, to show us an act of kindness. Faith expressing itself in love. That's what Jesus did for us on the cross, and that's really all that matters. And that's what she was doing. She was expressing an act of kindness, because really, that's what love is going out of your way, doing something for somebody else that you normally don't do to show them kindness and compassion. At least that's one way to describe love. And that's what my wife did. She realized that I was doing a lot more around the house and that I had a handful with laundry. I mean, she'd been doing laundry for years, so she understands how much it is. And besides that, I have to help her with some other things around the house and help her with the ice pack and help her with... So she thought, what can I do? I will help him. And I paused again and thought, isn't that really what we all should be doing? Faith expressing itself in love, pausing, looking around, seeing where people have needs, and just doing an act of kindness. And in this way, we are expressing our faith with an act of kindness, in love. And that's what Paul says life is all about. That's what has value. Our trusting in Jesus, believing that our God has loved and forgiven us, and just saying, "I love you," back to him, and doing that act of kindness. And in this way, even if it's a small, small little thing, it's a big thing many times. I mean, it was amazing to me. It lifted me up when I didn't have to put all those socks away. I could just go to bed. I didn't have to put the washcloths away the next day, but they were done for me. Wow. Broken Wing went out of her way to help me. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you were willing to be broken, not just a wing, but your entire body on the cross to forgive us. Thank you. And thank you that by that you have forgiven us, because you didn't need to do that. You took our pain, our punishment, our sin. Thank you for your huge act of kindness. And so, Lord, we ask that you help us in faith to express our faith in acts of kindness to other people. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So I guess in short, for me, I saw discrimination dissolved with an act of kindness. Paul spoke about that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. It's been one of my favorite Bible verses for years and years and years because it's so basic, so simple, and yet so profound. He wrote, "Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value." Well, I got to explain for just a second. Circumcision is the physical act that's done to show that they were of a covenant people. But that was shorthand by saying keeping the law, not keeping the law, what we try to do, our customs and laws and rules and regulations, and our trying to get our way to heaven. Okay? Think of it that way. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself in love. The only thing that counts is faith. Faith. Not just belief, but a faith and trust in Jesus, because he had been talking about that, that Jesus is God, and that he is the one who came to us to forgive us, to bless us, to help us, to love us, to show us an act of kindness. Faith expressing itself in love. That's what Jesus did for us on the cross, and that's really all that matters. And that's what she was doing. She was expressing an act of kindness. Because really, that's what love is going out of your way, doing something for somebody else that you normally don't do to show them kindness and compassion. At least that's one way to describe love. And that's what my wife did. She realized I was doing a lot more around the house and that I had a handful with laundry. I mean, she'd been doing laundry for years, so she understands how much it is. And besides that, I have to help her with some other things around the house and help her with the ice pack and help her with... So she thought, what can I do? I will help him. And I paused again and thought, isn't that really what we all should be doing? Faith expressing itself in love, pausing, looking around, seeing where people have needs, and just doing an act of kindness. And in this way, we are expressing our faith with an act of kindness, in love. And that's what Paul says life is all about. That's what has value. Our trusting in Jesus, believing that our God has loved and forgiven us, and just saying, I love you back to him, and doing that act of kindness. And in this way, even if it's a small, small little thing, it's a big thing many times. I mean, it was amazing to me. It lifted me up when I didn't have to put all those socks away. I could just go to bed. I didn't have to put the washcloths away the next day, but they were done for me. Wow. Broken Wing went out of her way to help me. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you were willing to be broken, not just a wing, but your entire body on the cross to forgive us. Thank you. And thank you that by that you have forgiven us, because you didn't need to do that. You took our pain, our punishment, our sin. Thank you for your huge act of kindness. And so, Lord, we ask that you help us in faith to express our faith in acts of kindness to other people. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So I guess in short, for me, I saw discrimination dissolved with an act of kindness. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.